Grace and peace be poured out upon you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Those words of God that we consider this Sunday, this Epiphany Sunday, is taken from Paul's letter to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 2 to 12. If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifest wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. So far, text. Please be seated. In the name of the Christ child, who is the Savior of all the world, both Jew and Gentile alike, dear fellow redeemed. The Christian observance of Epiphany is especially meaningful to us as Gentiles. The season of the church year is so very special to us because on Epiphany Sunday, we call to mind that extraordinary special star that appeared in the east and announced the birth of the Savior of the world. The same star that went ahead of the wise men and led them to where the young child was to be found in Bethlehem of Judea. Some have referred to this commemoration as the Gentile Christmas. And why is that? Because the wise men were the very first Gentiles who had the privilege of beholding in faith the newborn Savior God in Jesus Christ. The manifestation or revealing of Jesus as a Savior is also of the Gentiles should be looked upon as something really very special to us, very important, and it gives us reason to rejoice with joy. From the Old Testament days of Abraham down to the many centuries of time, up to the early beginnings of the Christian church, it was the Jews and not the Gentiles who were highly honored and blessed in the kingdom of God. It was the Jews who were chosen to be God's very special people as set apart from the rest of the world. It was the Jews with whom God made a very special covenant, a promise that as they observed that covenant, they would be blessed above all others. It was the Jews to whom God made known special revelations of the law and the gospel and appointed them to serve as ambassadors to the rest of the world. It was the Jews from whom Jesus was to come. And it was to the Jews that Jesus was to go and carry out his ministry more so than anyone else. Also, in the early Christian church, the gospel of Christ was brought first to the Jews. Remember what we saw in our study of Acts? It was the apostles were instructed, you first go to the Jews with the gospel of Christ. And so, in the early church, a vast majority of the church was made up of Jewish Christians. But then as time progressed, Gentiles were added to the church, and it became so much so that the Gentile Christians became a majority of the church, and it wasn't quite so common to find Jewish Christians, even to this day, except for those who are known as Messianic Jews, Jews who believe in the Messiah and Christ Jesus. Do we as Gentiles consider it remarkable that the gospel has been made known to us, and that through the gift of faith in Jesus, we've been made a part of his kingdom and are made full partakers of the wonderful blessings won for us through the redemptive work of Christ? For centuries now, Gentiles throughout the world have known and heard the good news that by the grace of God, in Christ Jesus, God welcomes us into his kingdom with all his many privileges and blessings. Is that special to you? Is that important to you, as Gentile Christians? That this wonderful happening would take place was not commonly known in the era prior to this. Paul reveals in our text the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. Paul speaks of the knowledge that through faith in Jesus Christ, Gentiles are to be included in God's kingdom and be made partakers of all his many gracious promises and blessings. And he said that this was a mystery. It was hidden for centuries. It was unknown to many, Jews and Gentiles alike. They didn't know this. The Gentiles were to be included in the kingdom of God with all special rights and privileges. Now, while this was a mystery to many, God has given some indication that in Old Testament times that this was to be the case, and he made it known through prophecies. Recently, we were reminded that the seed of Abraham, Jesus Christ, is the one through whom all the nations of the earth would be blessed. In our scripture reading in the Old Testament prophet of Isaiah, we heard that clearly proclaimed that the light, Jesus Christ, would shine among the Gentiles as well as the Jews. So we know this light as being Jesus, the promised Christ. Even though these prophecies were made known and recorded in the Old Testament scriptures, still, they were not completely understood by many of the Jews, and for the most part, many and most of the Gentiles. This does not mean, however, that there weren't any believers among the Gentiles. Can you think of some? Ruth, the Moabitess, Rahab, that harlot who became a believer, the Canaanite, Naaman, who was cleansed of his leprosy, became a believer, he was a Syrian, and the wise men. They were Gentiles, first one to hear about Jesus' birth and went to worship him. And there were also other Gentiles who believed as well that are not mentioned in the Bible. Of those Old Testament Gentiles who believed, not all of them were welcomed to full fellowship in the kingdom of God with all its rights and privileges. Only those who were willing to submit to the old covenant laws. Then they could have the full rights and privileges of God's kingdom. And these people who became proselytes, they were called proselytes of righteousness. They could not participate in the religious observances like the sacrifices and the offerings and the festivals. And they had to stay in the court for the Gentiles. They didn't have full rights of the rest of the temple, just limited to the Gentile court. And the Jews were not to come into contact socially with the Gentiles, lest they become ceremonially unclean. So this is in the Old Testament. This is the way it was. It was a separation between the Jews and the Gentiles. According to God's plan, which he had determined eternity before the creation of the world, it was not his intent to limit membership in his kingdom only to the Jews, but it would also include the Gentiles as well. So according to his eternal plan, he would unite believing Jews with believing Gentiles into one body, which you just recently confessed, the Holy Christian Church, both possessing full rights and privileges in God's kingdom. Freely, equally. When we say freely, this does not mean that those Gentiles who became believers in Christ, that they would have to submit to certain Old Testament covenant laws, like being circumcised or observing the Jewish festivals to receive full partnership in God's kingdom. May God preserve and deliver us from any of those who have that faulty idea, the religious belief that in order for you to be saved, you're going to have to submit to some of these Old Testament laws. That's not grace. That's not freely, equally given to us by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. The gracious plan of God in regard to Gentile nations began to be realized in the New Testament age. What was once a hidden mystery to many would become widely known throughout the world. The Apostle Paul, he would make and have a major role in this. And he came to understand that on his conversion to Christianity. On that occasion, the Lord said to Paul, "I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Through this revelation, Paul not only learned of the mystery concerning the Gentiles coming into God's kingdom with full rights as sons of God through God's grace, but he was also chosen as an instrument. He was called by the Lord to be an apostle to the Gentiles. And in our study in the book of Acts, we saw that in the different missionary journeys that he made. Who did he go to? He went first to the Jews, that's for sure. But he also went to the Gentiles as well, made known that gospel far and wide among the Gentiles. We see from the words of our text how important it is and still is to have the gospel made known to the Gentiles. As Paul testifies, he was to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you weren't baptized or instructed, could you have found out the gospel on your own? Could you have looked into the deep recesses of your mind and found it there? Could you look around yourself in nature and find the gospel of Christ? No, it's unsearchable. They defy search and discovery. There's no footprints leading to them which man may follow in order to find them. The only way that people can discover and learn this unsearchable truth is in the revelation of the apostles and the prophets. because of the inspired testimony of the apostles and the prophets, we Gentiles have been blessed with the knowledge of faith in and possession of the riches of Christ, which are the fullness of salvation and all spiritual heavenly blessings through Jesus Christ, which he has won for us. Yes, we Gentiles, like the Jews in Old Testament times, have been greatly blessed through the gospel of Christ. But then, what has been the number of Gentiles since then who have believed in and fully appreciated the gospel? Have there not been many who have not trusted that word? They have treated it with disdain or with apathy and complacency, who have compromised or completely abandoned God's word or rebelled against God's precepts? Don't we find that has been the case so often in the world today? Not all the Gentiles have appreciated the gospel of Christ like it should be. Certainly none of us want to fall into the state of spiritual sluggishness or apostasy, that is, falling away from God. Otherwise, we can hear God's passing judgment saying, take the gospel away from them and give it to people who are willing to listen to it, who appreciate it, who put their faith and trust in it, from this preserve us, dear Heavenly Father. When we give full consideration in the great treasures we have in Christ Jesus, and then consider what kind of life would be like without it, and what it is with it, then we appreciate more so what we have. And that's what Paul went about doing and when he was writing to the Ephesians, reminding them what it was like without Christ and what they have with Christ. He said, therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. May these words of our Lord remind us of what it's like to be without Christ and what it is to be with Christ, so we realize what kind of a blessing we have. As we commemorate the wise men's pilgrimage to the baby Jesus, may we rejoice that God made it possible for those first Gentiles to come to worship that young child, Jesus, and to appreciate the blessings we have through him. May God help us to guard, keep, and treasure the precious truths of the gospel. And may our chiefmost mission in life be to let the light of God's saving grace in Christ Jesus shine in our lives before others, so that other people can know their Savior, both Jew and Gentile alike. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.